Do you love movies? Do you love TV? Do you love when people give their opinions about your favorite movies and TV shows? Then you'll love Nady and Katie at the Movies.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of Nady and Katie at the Movies. I'm your host, Nathan, a.k.a. Nady, of course. And with me, as always, when she chooses to be, is my good friend, Katie. Hi, Katie. How are you?
I was doing well until I felt attacked. I actually have been present every time I've been invited. Just saying.
Well, I know the New Year's episode, I don't think you could do it when I could do it. So that's why that happened. And then before that, I don't remember what happened, but
that was when we did the individual ones.
Oh yeah, that was the Christmas episode. Oh yeah, and I meant to give you some grief about that, by the way, before we get started with what we're doing today.
Please tell the people what I made you do.
If you've listened to the episode, you know that I sat through both Bad Santa and Bad Santa 2, and I really am starting to question Katie's opinions on movies based on the fact that she told me when she told me these movies. She's like, oh yeah, we watch them every year. They're Christmas classics. And I watched them and I said, wow, Katie has a horrible taste in Christmas movies. And the fact that when I listened to her review of It's a Wonderful Life, she couldn't even remember the name of Jimmy Stewart, who plays George Bailey. I literally screamed when she said, yeah, I don't know the names of the actors, but they did a really good job.
Listen, I think we need to do a poll on our social media right now of what is the name of the main actor? No cheating. And well, see,
if they listen to the episode before they do the poll, then they would know, because I literally just said his name was Jimmy Stewart because he's a classic act. Katie, I don't understand you at all.
Sorry.
But you think Billy Bob Thornton as a drunk Santa is a classic Christmas movie. Oh,
wait.
One more thing before we move on. The fact that you compared It's a Wonderful Life to the movie Elf, I don't know.
All I'm saying is that Elf is literally focused. The whole movie is focused on Christmas. Though It's a Wonderful Life is focused on the life of George Bailey. It's not focused on Christmas. It happens during Christmas. Yes. And at the end, it's got some Christmas theme. And yes, there's some snow, but it's not centered around the story of Christmas. Whereas Elf is like, takes place. I mean, just like Polar Express. Polar Express is another better one that's better than Wonderful Life, because the whole thing is centered on believing in Santa and getting to the North Pole.
But It's a Wonderful Life is about that you don't need money to be a rich man, because you're the richest man in town because of all the friends you have during Christmas time. And Christmas is the time of giving, and that's when they give him all that money. And I can't believe you said that it's based on the story of Christmas. You call yourself a Christian and you said that the story of Elf is based on the story of Christmas. Get out of here. We need to move on.
That's a valid point. I will take the loss of that one. Anyways, speaking of taking a loss, we had to watch the TV series Boba Fett.
So we've been stalling, I think. We've been coming up with like brand new episode ideas just so we didn't have to talk about the Book of Boba Fett. Like, hey, let's do a Christmas one. Hey, let's do a New Year's one. Hey, let's do one where we just catch up and talk to each other. Yeah, those are really just reasons to not talk about this show. Now, at the time of this recording, I have not watched what we were supposed to watch the very first time we talked about this. I haven't watched it in a while. And I remember talking to Katie and saying, what you really only need to watch is like the last three episodes of the Book of Boba Fett, because that's when the Mandalorian shows up and it becomes Mandalorian season 3. But Katie, could you please give the people at home who have not watched it, or maybe they've watched it and they don't remember either, a synopsis of the Book of Boba Fett season 1 of probably just one season?
Okay, so yes, Nathan warned me. He said, don't watch the whole thing, watch the last three episodes. And of course, just like all the other things, and because I'm dedicated to our fans, I watched the parts that I knew would be bad, which is beginning episode 1. Nathan was correct. However, storyline, basic summary. At the end of, I believe it's Mandalorian season two, we see that Jabba the Hutt is defeated. He's dead. He's gone. And in his place is the bounty hunter Boba Fett. So Boba Fett and his sidekick, Fennec Shand, who's like an assassin mercenary, are basically now in charge of what was Jabba the Hutt's, I guess, land area or on Tatooine, kind of like a mob boss, if you will. So everyone kind of pays for his protection. Basically, the whole season is just him filling in the gap that Jabba the Hutt left. So some people are questioning his leadership. Some people want to take over his leadership. There's still a few Hutts that are still alive. And then I can't remember what the bad guys' names are, but there's like this certain, what are they called?
The Pike Clan. And basically what the Pike Clan does is they steal like salt as like a resource and
spice, just like the movie. Listen, Dune and Star Wars need to calm down because I don't know why everything in space has to have spice. It's literally exactly what it is in the movie Dune. They're just spice. They're addicted to it. But you're right. The Pikes are trying to keep their sail going. It's really bringing destruction to Tatooine. So Boba Fett and his sidekick are going to like rid the Tatooine area of the Pikes. And then, like you said, it's kind of boring until we get to Mandalorian shows up to team up and try to help fight the Pikes. He gets to meet up with Baby Yoda, Grogu again, so we get to see him. One of my favorite parts is the fact that Grogu was supposed to train with Luke Skywalker. We actually see young Luke Skywalker show up, played by Mark Hamill, but younger. I don't know how they did that. And Grogu is given a choice. Like, do you want to be a Jedi or do you want to go hang out with the Mandalorian? Because like, you can't do both. And he chooses the Mandalorian. Oh, my heart. So he chooses to be with Mandalorian. He, along with Mandalorian, along with Boba Fett, along with Fennec Shand, along with a bunch of little motley crew, like teenagers with robotic arms, they all fight the Pikes and goes down. Guest appearances that pop up that I was not expecting. Bane, he shows up and I'm like, what? That's the guy from...
he was Clone Wars.
Clone Wars, yes.
Well, I think he shows up in Bad Batch season one as well. And he's like the big bad guy. And then you find out, I guess, like he's the head of the Pike Clan. And he goes into the town and he's like, you know, it's kind of like a Western scene. Mm-hmm. You know, this town ain't big enough for the two of us. And I'm like, oh, cool, Cod Bane's here. And then he gets shot like really quick and dies.
Right. Well, but also he's kind of always looks like the Western, like he's always has that hat. Anyway, it was just really cool. I felt like it was an Easter egg for those of us who watched suffered through all the other TV shows to be like, oh, I recognize that character immediately. But that's about it. The way it ends is basically just Boba Fett and Fennec Shand defeating the Pikes and staying in charge like they were in the first place, proving themselves, I guess, to be good leaders. Listen, I want to go right into the whole review. I guess it's more a review of the plot than anything. Can we talk about how Boba Fett, he's the one the show's named after, is the least exciting character. He is not a good leader. Fennec Shand by far outleads him from a military standpoint. Same with Mandalorian, way better fighter. So I'm like, what does he bring to the table? Oh, I know what you're wondering. What he does bring to the table? His secret cool skills he learned while fighting or while like training with these ancient, like
the sand people. He hangs out with sand people.
And so there's like two completely useless episodes of how he's like learns from the sand, sand people. I get it. It's kind of like a nod to indigenous people and like learning their ways, and you trained the white man and now the white man's going to help them. It was too much. I literally fast forward through most of that because I was like, I'm not here for this. And it does not apply in any way to the plot to the rest of the show.
And this show is basically all about the Mandalorian. And you say like how the show ends. The show literally ends with the Mandalorian leaving with Grogu. And because he gives Grogu like this armor for to be part of the Mandor clan. And he chooses to go with him, which they're kind of worried about, because now they're like, well, does this mean this is the start to the dark side of the Force, because he has connections and you're not supposed to have connections with people when you're a Jedi, blah, 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 blah. But that's how the show ends. It doesn't end really you caring about what happens to Boba Fett. It only ends with you caring about, oh, Grogu's with Mandalorian now, and I can't wait till Mandalorian season 3.
Yes. Okay. Well, okay. So that's maybe, I'd like to launch off from this point, because I didn't do any research, and I don't know if you know this or anyone listening. Did they make this in one fell swoop, or did they make 3 episodes and be like, this is a pile of poop, let's just pretend like it didn't happen and start Mandalorian 3 halfway through? Because you do see extremely large difference between the suckiness of the first few episodes and then as soon as Mandalorian enters. And as you said, he is the core character. Was this planned, or did they like get bad feedback for the first few and they're like, pivot, pivot?
I mean, obviously, I think that was part of the plan originally. I do think it's funny that, like, after the first 4 episodes, that the 5th episode doesn't have Boba Fett in it at all. Like, whatsoever. It's a whole Mandalorian episode, and it's him finding out that Boba Fett needs his help. And that's the end of the episode. Okay, I'm Mandalorian, and everyone cares about me, so I guess I gotta go help the guy whose show is a bucket of suck.
Yes, well, and as I said, he's a terrible, even when he does show up, he's not a good leader. Fennec, he literally looks to Fennec Shand for everything. Like, by the way, if you had to give it a highlight, sure, I know we love Mandalorian, yes. Is it cool that Mark Hamill showed up? Yes. Grogu, yes. Fennec Shand stole the show for me, because I love, was it Ming-Na Wen from
Agent May, yes.
Agent May, yes, thank you. She crushes it. She's a fantastic leader. She's an amazing fighter. In fact, the last time you see her, she swoops in and like kills all the big leaders who were like the big bad guys. She just swoops in and one assassinates all of them.
I didn't care about the show at all. It was like the first season of Mandalorian, because I'll give Mandalorian this on a negative route, that it was very video game, like, next, hey, I got to get this egg, and then I got to do this thing to level up, and I got to do this thing. That's kind of how Boba Fett was at first. And, you know, he had to hang out with the sand people, and then he had to help the sand people, and then he had to learn how to ride a thing, and then he had to do this other thing. But then it led up to the epicness of the Mandalorian showing up and saving the day, and Cad Bane showing up, which was kind of cool to see that character come to life. And it was a show that should have been cool, because everyone was like, oh, it's Boba Fett. Boba Fett was so cool, which I still don't understand the hype about Boba Fett. He wasn't all that in a bag of chips in the old movies. He didn't do anything except shoot something. And then he gets his jetpack shot and falls into a pit.
He's such a minor character. And as you have said multiple times in our podcast, he is someone whose backstory we never asked for. There's just a lot of other characters I'd rather see. And I think the reason Mandalorian was more successful, because you can make the same argument, right? I mean, he doesn't even show up in any of the old Star Wars, so why would we care about him? They dig way further into the Mandalorian culture. Whereas with Boba Fett, he's kind of like an ex-Mandalorian in a way. Like, he sort of does his own thing. He's more bounty hunter than anything. So, like, I don't know. You don't learn anything about the Star Wars universe by learning more about Boba Fett.
So I guess we can go into what we liked and what we didn't like, which I think we kind of already did.
Yeah. What did you like, Nathan? Was there anything positive?
What I liked is that the Mandalorian showed up. And what I didn't like is that this show was basically the second half of Mandalorian season 3. This show should have been about Boba Fett. They could have made it more interesting. I don't know why they went the direction they did. I guess they were trying to humanize this character, because he was supposed to be an ex-bad guy, and now he's kind of like a good guy. So that's what they were going for. And it kind of just failed and missed for me. So that's why I say, if you want to watch it, I would say just start with episode 5 and just keep watching until it's over.
Sometimes I disagree. I'm like, no, that was kind of important. Like, a lot of Clone Wars, if I hadn't watched, I would miss stuff. I concur. For anyone listening, please go with what Nathan says. It is not worth your time. You will not miss anything by skipping those first episodes. And also, like, the fighting was just not that exciting. Of course, there's no lightsabers because we're talking about Mandalorians. We don't see a ton of Mandalorian like stuff used, like the cool stuff they have. And it's not funny. There's no romance. I just feel like not great action, not romantic, not humorous, not Star Wars universe enhancing. I cannot give a positive other than, like I said earlier, I love that Grogu goes with Mandalorian. That just makes my heart sing.
Wouldn't it be funny if they're like, you know what? We got to make this about Boba Fett. Let's change the thing up. And Grogu goes with Boba Fett and Mandalorian becomes obsolete.
Huge plot twist. Let's just move past it. I think we've checked the box on Boba Fett. So you're telling me that I like Mandalorian. Do we get to see him again? Are they coming out more?
Yeah, they're coming out with season 3. I think it's this year. I'm pretty sure it might be close to the holidays like they've done before. So we might have to wait a little bit. But yeah, Mandalorian season 3 is coming. And they keep on releasing new Star Wars stuff all the time. And usually I would say, hey, something new's out. Let's go ahead and watch that. But Katie said before we recorded that she really just wants to get to the movies. So we are going to continue with this timeline. So we're past the Book of Boba Fett, thank the Lord. And we're going to go to another TV series, but only a couple episodes. And then we'll finally get to the more recent Star Wars movies. We're going to go to the cartoon Star Wars Resistance, which is a cartoon, but it's kind of like how the Clone Wars started to be. They kind of intermingles with the movies. So we're only going to watch the first. This is going to sound like a lot because it is the first 17 episodes of Star Wars Resistance. And then we can finally get to Star Wars The Force Awakens. But we'll only watch the TV show first. I don't expect you to watch the TV show episodes and the movie. So we'll do the TV show and then we'll get to the movie. But before we do any of that, we got to give the Book of Boba Fett a rating. I'm pretty sure it's probably going to be low for both of us. But Katie, what would you give 1 out of 6 Grogu's? What would you give the Book of Boba Fett?
You know, we've been on this journey so long that I can't remember what my least favorite is. I also feel like it's really difficult when you have what seems like 2 shows in one show. Like, I don't know how to rate the show as a whole. So if we took first half as 1, second half as a 4, then what's the average of 1 and 4? Like 2.5, maybe?
I'm going to give the whole show probably a 2.5, maybe a 3, mostly because of the second half of the show, which is The Mandalorian season 3. That's what it is. You just got to call it that. I will say, I don't think anything will ever be worse than the Star Wars holiday special. I think that's probably the lowest that we're going to give anything ever in the Star Wars universe.
I forgot.
Because I'm pretty sure I gave it a 0 or something. So
yeah, you're right. That can be my mental. That's my.
There's nowhere to go. But up from there. So if you're following along, we're going to go into Star Wars Resistance episodes 1 through 17 of the first season. Continue to join us on this journey. Katie, do you have anything to say to send us off?
No, I never do.
Thanks for listening to Nady and Katie at the Movies. Feel free to leave us a review so people can find the show. Follow us on all our social media platforms. And if there's a movie that you wish for us to watch, you can contact us at nadyandkatie@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.